is always very, very bad. And that's why they have the challenges they have. And people that have this attitude problem, they never get anywhere in life. Some of you, the reason why you've not made that quick recovery is your attitude to your health. That's another important one. Your attitude to your health. What do you do as regards your health? How much do you eat? How much do you drink? How much do you do the things you ought to do to stabilize your health? So, a lot of you, there are many questions bordering about attitude. So, it has to be said, the reason why you did not achieve what God set up for you to achieve last year and this year was about your attitude. In fact, your attitude to your marriage. Did you think your marriage strongly? Did you care and truly love your spouse? Or you were still better? Or you were still concerned about frolicking with women around? You can't say that you are married and you have decided to be in a future relationship with a woman for life and you're still frolicking with other women. It's not done. It has to be said, you need to be able to make that your wife that you said for better, for worse, to your best friend and all in all. And that's why people have problems. You can see a lot of married men cheating, frolicking with other women in Lagos, picking up all sorts of diseases, dying before their prime. Why? Because of their attitude. You say you are not getting love for your marriage, but are you giving love into your marriage? What kind of attitude do you have as an individual? What are your values? What do you represent? What does it stand for? Because if you don't stand for anything, you fall for everything. And those are the very important things you need to understand in the coming year. Truth has to be said, what are your values? What do you stand for? What is your attitude to life? If only our politicians can have a better attitude to governance, Nigeria would be a whole lot better. Truth is, if you are disciplined with everything you do, you become better. If you eat so much, you will gain some weight. I mean, I'm a practical example. I lost a lot of weight. And the good thing is, it's so easy to gain that weight back if you don't have the attitude of discipline. So everything in life is about discipline. Pure and simple. If you are not disciplined, you can't get anything done in your life. So the reason why you missed the mark was not because your village people wanted evil for you. It was not because evil was set up for you. It was because of your attitude. And why I'm saying this is that you just have some Sundays to go. See, if you continue with the same attitude you are continuing with, then you will never succeed. You will have the same challenges and you will cry and complain to God. It's not by praying that will make solutions come to your problem. It's by change of attitude. What is your attitude? How well are you ready to change that attitude? Are you ready to change for the better? Are you ready to do better? If you're not ready to do better, your life will not triumph. You will not achieve success. You as a woman, you still believe in playing around. In fact, some women have these things. They have like four men they are dating. They call it insurance. You see, the truth is, you will lose all those men at the same time. Because if you can't trust God enough to say, okay, I truly love this one, I will stick with this one, and you think you can play the four men around, your life will never get any better. It has to be said. So it is your attitude. Some of you, your attitude is deceit. They can't trust you. See, I had a friend of mine yesterday that said something that shocked me. And I never forget what he said. A pastor called him because he's a trader. He trades in commodities and things like that. And a pastor called him And he said, this is, out of all the pastors I've dealt with, this is the most honest pastor. That all the other pastors, they lie too much. They cheat. That he thinks that if somebody say they're a pastor, that they should be good people. But all the other pastor he dealt with are criminals. Can you imagine such a thing? He said, out of all the, and this guy deals with a lot of pastor because of the kind of commodity he sells. Pastor needs him every now and then. So he is like a first-hand barometer on many pastors. And from what he has sampled randomly, he can say bravely that most of the pastors have a lot of shenanigan. So just imagine that. So it is not by casting and binding. It's not the person that shows more spirituality. It is about the person that has the attitude to greatness that will attract greatness. What are the attitude to greatness? Honesty. Transparency. You are not just being honest because of yourself. You are being honest because it is the right thing to do. And it's devoid of your religious affiliation. Our politicians are dishonest. That's why Nigeria is the way it is today. If they were honest enough, things would get better. So it has to be said. Those are the very important parameters that builds a society. But if the people don't do it, if we don't learn to do it, then we can't build our society. We cannot build our society. And that's why I see our society is falling. So I'm also telling you your own personal private life. What are the things you ought to do? All right? What are the things you ought to do? Truth has to be said. Because if you're not honest in your ways, you cannot achieve success. You cannot achieve success. If people cannot trust you, you cannot achieve success. The most important thing that opens doors for you are your personal traits, your attitude. The most important trait about you are the things that open doors for you. Your honesty, your integrity. Can people meet you the way they see you or the way you claim you are? These are the things that open doors for you. So if you are not ready to change all of that, then forget it. Because look at it. Today's date now. We are leading up to the end of the year. We have how many Sundays months at the end of the year? I'll show you. Let me get out my calculator. I'll show you how many Sundays more we have to the end of the year. And you are praying, oh God, make miracles work. God is not going to make anything unless you fix it. Today is a Sunday, 24th is a Sunday, 31st. You have two Sundays, pretty much, at the end of the year. Today and the 31st. 24th and the 31st. So if you are not ready to change all of these attitudes in the new year, nothing will happen for you. You will be the one causing problems in your own life with your own hands. And the truth is, a lot of you are the ones causing your own life problems. The earlier you accept, the better it is for you. A lot of you are the one causing your own life problems. And the truth is, your life problems are beginning to taunt you. They are beginning to act as hindrance and destruction in your life. They are beginning to take you away from the purpose of God for your life because you caused most of them. This one is not about you trying hard and nothing happening. This one is about what you did with your own hands. And what you did with your own hands, see, you cannot just remove it like that. Unless you have to take the bull by the horn and ensure that you change your ways. So what I'm telling you today is two Sundays till the end of the year. What part of your ways and your life are you ready to change? Because if you are not ready to change anything, you are not ready to move forward. And if you are not ready to move forward, you are not ready to achieve any level of success in life. And the truth is, you become a coward because cowards die to us many times before their death. Some of you have a wrong attitude to work. I remember when we started VOP, everybody said, oh, a new radio station in Lagos. But today, we have 49,800 followers on YouTube. We'll soon clock 50,000. In fact, please be part of the 200. I want 200 people to follow us now before the end of this session so that we'll clock 50,000. Today we are 50,000 strong. We are just 1 year, how many months? 4 or 5 months. In fact, it is June, July next year, we'll clock 2 years. So is it possible if you keep being persistent? But a lot